Faster Mind, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing you the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world. We head up to Western Scotland first, The Sound of Sleet. This is a new single by Adam, A-D-A-M, in capital letters, with full stops between them. I'll tell you more about them in a minute.
Thank you.
Well, that's got the show off to a great start, hasn't it? That's The Sound of Sleet by Adam, A-D-A-M, which stands for A Day a Month. And it's a long-standing collaboration between the esteemed multi-instrumentalist and visual artist Merrid Green and the award-winning composer and producer Mike Vass. They've been writing music together for over a decade. And this, The Sound of Sleet, was commissioned by the Torrevieja Distillery on the Isle of Skye. And they revisited a tune long woven into Scotland's musical tradition, The Sound of Sleet, a four-part reel written by Donald MacKinnon in the late 50s. Next, a piece of music by a band called Lonan, L-O-N-A-N. I don't think they've got any Manx links. I actually heard another folk show presenter pronounce the name as Lonan, but being a Lonan resident myself, we'll stick with the Manx pronunciation. They're actually from Leeds, and their new album is called Oddy Locks. And the track I'm going to play for you is called The Straits of Dover.
He works all day in that old hotel, a cooking and a cleaning. He sings a simple melody as his mind it wanders dreaming. He yearns for his home on the mountainside, where forbidden love lies sleeping. One day he will return to her, for his child he knows is weeping. He sees a plane flying overhead and wishes he was on board, flying to the crystal shore where the sands are soft and golden. And he knew one day when they saw the sea, their torments would be over, unleashed from chains of past and cast upon the jeweled sands of Dover. No land other than his own, and this will always pain him. The cards were dealt before his time, so his dreams are ever waning.
Dreams are ever waning.
But on a fateful day, he took his chance when he saw the safe was open. More money. Now he's rich, but his morals broken.
Rich, but morals broken.
He ran for night and day, through forest and through desert, all the way to the mountainside to share his newfound treasure.
Share his newfound treasure.
With open and tearful eyes, embraced his love so gleefully. And as they soared above the clouds, their dreams were flying freely. That moment when they saw the sea, their torments to be over, unleashed from chains of past and cast upon the jeweled sands of Dover. Thank you. but still he craved for the mountainside, where his father's lying sleeping. One day he'll return to them, for he knows his mother's weeping.
Well, I think that's a great track by Lonnon. I'll listen to the rest of the album and play you something else from it very soon. Now, last week I was saying how great Dan Walsh was when he played at the Institute just over a week ago now, and I mentioned the band that is in, Urban Folk Quartet. So here's a track by them, with Dan taking lead vocals and banjo, of course. It's their version of Salisbury Hill, the wonderful Peter Gabriel song.
City lights, wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice, standing, stretching every nerve. Had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. Just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, you could grab your things, they've come to take you home.
Great stuff from the Urban Folk Quartet. Great version of a great song. Next, here's a track from the album Roadland by the Danish band Siger, S-I-G-E-R, and this track is called Meander. Now, there's loads of great music coming up on the Isle of Man over the next few weeks. Starting with the usual sessions during the week, so we got Wednesday night at O'Donnell's in Douglas, starting by 8:45. There'll be the Mitre on Friday night at about 8:45 as well. The Folk Club in Ramsey also on Thursday night at the Buffs Club. And there should be a Sunday afternoon session, I think, at Black Dog Oven in Peel. Actually, and also at Black Dog Oven. I always forget to promote my own gigs. I'm playing that Sunday evening from about 5 till 7. I always love singing a few songs there. Other things to look out for, on Friday night, the 10th of October, that's this Friday, the wonderful Brooks Williams and Vera Van Heeringen are at the Centenary Centre. So that'll be a good night. Go and get your tickets. On Saturday 18th of October, again at the Centenary Centre, are Kyla Brox and Danny Bromley. Kyla and Danny played at the Big Wheel Blues Festival quite a few years ago now, a couple of times in fact. And they're absolutely wonderful, so that'll be another good night. And then don't forget on Friday the 24th of October, at the Institute, are Taran, an amazing three-piece folk band from England, and I'll play some music by them next week. Looking into November, there's the Erin Harp Country Blues Duo, who are doing gigs in Peel, Port Erin and Laxey between November the 6th and the 8th. So that's loads of great live music for you to get out to enjoy. Here's something by Vera von Heeringen, who, as I said, is appearing in Brooks on Friday. This is Dancing Shoes from her album We Won't Be Broken.
Where's my coat? Where's my hat? Where's my dancing shoes? Here's your hopes and here's your dreams. Here's your own life blues. Where's my mother? Where's my son? Where's these friends of mine? Here's your chair, here's your pillow, and here's your glass of wine. I miss you when I'm with you, and I hold you when you're gone. I cry when we're together, and I laugh when I'm alone. What's my name? Where's my lover? Why the life I live? Here's your laughter, and here's your tears, and here's the love we give. Where's the land of this? Where's the land of that? Here's the land you wear your coat, the land you wear your hat. I miss you when I'm with you, and I hold you when you're gone. I cry when we're together, and I laugh when I'm alone.
So that's very lovely. That's Vera van Heeringen, who's playing at the Centenary Centre on Friday night with our friend Brooks Williams. Do get some tickets and have a great night. Now, regular listeners will know I'm a bit of a fan of the pipes of all sorts. And an artist who I listen to quite a lot is Breeja Campbell, who plays the Scottish small pipes and is an extremely innovative player as well. She's got a new album out, I'm pleased to say, called Sunwise. And from that album, this is Skuabeg, the Sweeper.
Thank you.
Well, I did say she was a very innovative player. That's Breeja Campbell. Someone who has innovated for many, many years is Martin Carthy. There was a gig the other weekend that I wish I'd been able to go to, celebrating his music, which he was at, but featured many other great musicians as well. It was organised by John Wilkes, whose music I played you last week, actually, and I'll play something else by John next week. Martin has a new album out called Transform Me Into a Fish, which is actually nominated for a Mercury Prize. And on the album, he revisits some of the songs he recorded many, many years ago. So here's one of those. This is High Germany, which I think was on one of those Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick albums from the early 70s. Martin's 84 now, and certainly sounds a little more frail than he used to. But it's wonderful that he's still influencing so many musicians and getting the recognition he deserves.
Besides, my dearest Willie, I am with child by thee, not fitting for the war, my love, in High Germany. I'll buy for you a horse, my love, on it you shall ride. All of my delight shall be in riding by your side. We'll stop at every hell house, we'll drink when we are dry. We'll be true to one another, marry by and by. Oh, cursed be those cruel wars, ever they should rise. Out of merry England press many is the man likewise. They pressed my true love from me, likewise my brothers three, and sent them to the war, my love, in High Germany.
Martin Carthy and High Germany from his new album Transform Me Into a Fish. I just checked, it was 1969 on his very first album that Martin first recorded that song. Staying in 1969, that was the year Fairport Convention released their three best albums. Well, at least in my opinion. What We Did on Our Holidays, Unhalfbricking, and of course Legion Leaf. And from Legion Leaf, this is Crazy Man Michael, a Richard Thompson song. Well, actually Richard Thompson and Dave Swarbrick. Swarbrick said about it that Richard had the words set to a trad tune, and he thought that the words were great, but the tune weakened it. So Swarbrick wrote a new tune. Funnily enough, he said, "I wrote the piece on the piano, and I don't even play the piano."
Thank you.
Well, I followed the wonderful singing of Sandy Denny with Fairport Convention with something rather more lively, and I'm sure many of you recognise that, as Bean McLear from their album Livewire, and it's actually the opening track, Repeal the Union. Repeal the Union and the Cashmere Shawl, which are traditional Irish tunes, and Buck Forest, which is written by Tom Callister. Of course, McLear are Tom Callister, Dave Kilgallen, Adam Rhodes and Greg Barry. And as that album was recorded 4 years ago, I think it's about time they had some new music for us. And in fact, if you know of any new Manx music, do let me know, because I always like to include at least one Manx track on the show, and it'd be great to have something new to play. Here's Joni Mitchell from one of my favourite albums of hers, For the Roses. It's the title track.
Heard it in the wind last night, sounded like applause. Did you get around resounding for you way up here? Seems like many dim years ago since I heard that face to face, or seen you face to face, though tonight I can feel you here. I get these notes on butterflies and lilac sprays from girls who just have to tell me they saw you somewhere. In some office sits a poet, and he trembles as he sings, and he asks some guy to circulate his soul around. On your mark, red ribbon runner, the caressing rev of motors finely tuned like fancy women in 30s evening gowns. Up the charts, off to the airport, your name's in the news, everything's first class. The lights go down and it's just you up there getting them to feel like that. Days when you used to sit and make up your tunes for love and pour your simple sorrow to the sound all and you need. And now you're seen on giant screens and at parties for the press and for people who have slices of you from the company. They toss around your latest golden age speculation. Well, who's to know if the next one in the nest will beautify them so. I guess I seem ungrateful with my teeth sunk in the hand that brings me things I really can't give up just yet. Now I sit up here, the critic, and they introduce some band, but they seem so much confetti looking at them on my TV set. Oh, the power and the glory, just when you're getting a taste for worship, they start bringing out the hammers and the boards and the nails. Heard it in the sounded like applause. Chilly now, end of summer, no more shiny hot nights. It was just the arbutus rustling and the bumping of the logs, and the moon swept down black water like an empty spotlight.
We'll be right back.
Wow, well, that's quite something, isn't it? That's the Destroyers with Sandansko Horo from their new album Argonauts. I must admit, I've not really come across the Destroyers before. They're a 15-strong music collective from Birmingham, playing gypsy and Balkan-inspired turbo folk, they say. They've released three albums, including this new one, Argonauts. And I very much like that, so I must listen to their back catalogue. I bet they're great live. I've played you a few songs from the Sing Yonder 2 album that accompanies the songbooks that you can get. This is The Wilderness Yet from that album with The Nobleman and The Thresher.
A nobleman met with a thresherman one day. He kindly did accost him and unto him did say, "You've a wife and seven children, I know it to be true. But thou dost thou maintain them all so well as thou do? But thou dost thou maintain them all so well as thou do? Sometimes I do reap and sometimes I do mow, and other times a hedge in or a ditch in I do go. There's nothing comes amiss to me, the harrows nor the plough, but still I get my living by the sweat of my brow. But still I get my living by the sweat of my brow. When my day's work's over, I go home at night. My wife and my children, they are of my delight. My children are a-brattling and playing with their toys, and that is all the pleasure that a poor man enjoys. And that is all the pleasure that a poor man enjoys. My wife, she is willing to join in the yoke. We live just like two turtle doves and seldom do provoke. Sometimes we are hard up, sometimes are very poor, but still we keep those raging wolves away from our door. But still we keep those raging wolves away from our door. So well hast thou spoken of thy wife. I'll make thee to live happy all the rest of thy life. I've 50 acres of good land I'll freely give to thee, to maintain thy wife and thy love family. To maintain thy wife and thy love family.
Well, thanks for listening. That's all I've got time for. I'll be back next week to play some great folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and from all around the world.